Good afternoon, news time, 12 noon. I'm Rusty Melberg. 77 degrees outside. Temperatures should stay this warm through the rest of your Friday under partly sunny skies. A former Utsberg clerk treasurer may spend 3 years in prison for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from the village while in office. Judge Terrence Burke sentenced 56-year-old Kim Simmerlink in Sheboygan County Court yesterday to the prison time and 7 years extended supervision. Last month, Simmerlink was found guilty of 26 counts of theft from a business setting based on evidence that showed he paid himself over $340,000 of village money while in office from 2001 to 2003. Judge Burke also ordered Simmerlink to pay back the money he stole plus an additional $34,000. However, his sentence is on hold until an appeal is ruled on that will decide if the charges against him had surpassed their statute of limitation. This is the second time he has been sentenced for such crimes while he was in that office. Sheboygan County saw a slight drop in their equalized property value this year. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue put its annual report online recently, which shows how much the value of properties across all state government entities for 2013 changed when compared to 2012. In Sheboygan County, its total value dropped over $124 million, or around 1.5% from last year's values. When taking a closer look at local government entities, 7 Sheboygan County townships and 3 villages, Cedar Grove, Kohler, and Random Lake, did see property values increase. This report helps to determine the local taxation levels for government entities. As for Wisconsin, equalized property value dropped less than 1% this year, despite increases in new manufacturing and commercial construction. Today, the Wisconsin State Patrol and law enforcement agencies across the state will begin their annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The program will see increased enforcement searching for drunk drivers through the Labor Day weekend. Wisconsin State Patrol Major Sandra Huxpool says this campaign does work.
We do have information that shows that it is very successful. It does raise the awareness, but it also puts additional law enforcement officers out there watching for the violation, removing that impaired driver so that person doesn't cause a problem to the other motoring public.
In Sheboygan County, the Sheriff's Department, along with police units in Cascade, Elkhart Lake, Plymouth, and Sheboygan, will be taking part. Plymouth Police Chief Jeff Tauschik said in a statement, drunken driving is entirely preventable and that the consequences of an arrest include expensive penalties, mandatory installation of an ignition interlock device, possible jail time, and major embarrassment. In addition to the increased patrol, Wisconsin State Patrol also reminding residents to download the Drive Sober app, which will help with estimating your current blood alcohol level and finding designated driver programs nearby. 6 separate OWI bills would strengthen Wisconsin's drunk driving laws. The Assembly Judiciary Committee held a public hearing on 3 of those bills on yesterday. Senator Alberta Darling reiterates that Wisconsin has a major drunk driving problem, and it's important to stiffen penalties for those who drink and get behind the wheel, which she believes would deter others from doing the same.
There isn't a solution to drunken driving, a single solution. There's no single solution to drunken driving. The issue is, what can we do to deter drunken driving?
Bond is set at $100,000 for a Milwaukee man charged with killing a woman in a hit-and-run traffic crash. 48-year-old Edward Hastings made his first court appearance yesterday on a felony count of fatal hit-and-run. Prosecutors said Hastings' vehicle struck 32-year-old Andrea Berenger while she was trying to get across a busy Farwell Avenue on Milwaukee's east side last Sunday night. Hastings claimed that Berenger and 2 of her friends were darting between cars and he tried to avoid hitting her but could not. Authorities said Berenger was in a legal crosswalk at the time she was hit. The death toll is rising in Egypt as backers of ousted President Morsi declare Friday to be a day of rage. They are conducting marches as the military and police are trying to keep control of the streets. The sound of gunshots ringing through some streets of Cairo. President Obama, as well as leaders from Europe and other Middle East nations, are calling for an end to the bloodshed. The number of jobs created in Wisconsin grew at a slower pace in the first quarter of this year. Figures released yesterday for a national quarterly jobs report show that the Badger State added 24,000 private sector jobs during the year ending in March for an increase of 1.1%. The same report issued 3 months earlier showed that Wisconsin added 32,000 private sector jobs for the year ending last December with a more robust growth at the time of 1.4%. The most recent monthly report, which is for July, was issued yesterday, showing that 1,800 private sector jobs were added statewide during the month. The seasonally adjusted jobless rate is at 6.8%, down from 7% in July. More surgery was planned today for a Walmart employee in Neenah who was shot while on the job, allegedly by a coworker. 56-year-old Sharon Gofford of Neenah was still in critical condition at last word at Theda Clark Medical Center in Neenah. Dr. Ray Georgian told reporters that Gofford was shot at close range, and when she got to the hospital, she received blood transfusions of more than three times her normal volume of blood. Online court records did not list charges as of late morning against the alleged shooter, a 46-year-old Greenville woman. The shooting occurred in the liquor department of the Neenah Walmart. Police said a personal conflict appeared to have been the cause, but they are still investigating. Quick check of your weather forecast for your Friday. Partly sunny skies, a high expected of 79. And through the weekend, mostly sunny, low humidity, and temperatures right around 80 degrees. Currently, right now, we're at 78 degrees as we get ready to head on back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg. WHBL News Time is 12:06.